Helen. You know, ladies and gentlemen, it isn't often we go in for drawing room melodrama here in the Kraft Music Hall. But when you've got a new solution to the old triangle situation, why, that's too good to keep. Right now, they're setting the stage for a little three-minute drama in which Johnny Mercer, Peggy Healy, and Johnny Hauser will play the leading roles. When you hear it, I think you'll agree that their triangle play combines the best features of Noel Coward, Eugene O'Neill, and Professor Einstein. The name of the piece is You're Not the Only Erster in the Stew, by Harold Spinner and John Burke. Curtain on the triangle, Peggy and her two Johnnies.
Every time a fish is born, another little fish is born. So someday they'll be married happily.
And the same applies to bees
and dogs and cats and chimpanzees.
Or even take the case of you and me.
And Peggy, dear, I feel the same as he.
Well, come on, you two boys, and tell me all about it.
You're not the only oyster in the stew. You're not the only tea leaf in the tea. However, I'm convinced, completely and fully and firmly convinced, that you're the only one for me.
You're not the only wrinkle on the prune. You're not the only apple on the tree. It's still in all a fact, a perfectly logical, positive fact, that you're the only one for me.
Now you're so well supplied with the very things I see. Your smile is refreshing and your kisses are unique.
When you're around, I'm susceptible and weak. I love you, so to speak.
Now there's 7 million people in New York and 50 million Frenchmen in Paris.
And not to mention such as English and Irish, Italians and Dutch, but you're the only one for me.
Gentlemen, I thank you for your very kind attention. 'Cause you know little Peggy pays to eat. So if you'll come with me into the fourth dimension, I'll quickly change myself into Siamese.
I wish that you were twins.
Aha, you great big baby kin.
All right, my lads, and now the fun begins. I'm not the only oyster in the stew. But you'll admit that I'm the only two. I hope that you're convinced, completely and fully and firmly convinced, that I'm the only two for you. I'm not the only apple on the tree. In fact, they ought to put me in a zoo. Because it is a fact, a perfectly logical, positive fact, that I'm the only two for you.
Did you know you're so well supplied with the very things I see?
You're so well supplied, dear, that you've become a freak.
Strange as it seems, since you doubled your physique.
We love you both, so to speak.
Now, really, boys, let's cut the comedy. 'Cause I've just been fooling you, you see. I'm married to a gent. A gentleman friend who's paying my rent, and he's the only oyster in the stew for me.
As the lights go down, we see a great many people grouped about our stage, all dressed alike, in brilliant green costumes. They're going to do one big chorus number with the orchestra. It's a very soothing song, and the voices are going to make you think of millions of little leaves, all whispering a lullaby to the night wind. It's the lullaby of the leaves, as arranged for voices and orchestra by Adolf Deutsch.
Thank you. double your money back. That's the offer that Kraft makes in introducing Miracle French Dressing.
Double your money back.
Miracle French Dressing has an exciting new flavor. A clever French trick in seasoning gives Miracle French Dressing a taste that is different. A dash of tomato, together with other smoothly blended condiments, makes Miracle French Dressing better than any French dressing you ever served.
Double your money back.
When you try Miracle French Dressing, if you don't think that it is the best French dressing you ever tasted on a salad, write Kraft a letter telling why and enclosing the label from the bottle. You will be refunded twice what you paid. This offer expires October 21st.
Double your money back.
Buy a bottle of Miracle French Dressing and serve it on your favorite salad tomorrow. See for yourself that here is a new French dressing with an exciting new flavor that gives you the greatest thrill of any French dressing you ever used.
Next week, we have something extra special in the musical comedy line for you. Many people think this particular musical comedy is the greatest one ever written. MGM has just made a spectacular movie of it. But I won't tell you the name. I'll let the orchestra tell you. That's it. The Merry Widow. And I'm especially proud to tell you that the hero will be played by none other than that popular matinee idol, Donald Bryan, the man who created the role of Count Danilo. Opposite him as Sonia, the merry and beautiful young widow, will be our own opera star, Helen Jepsen. And our presentation is based on the new MGM picture version of Franz Lehár's immortal operetta. So be in your seats on time Thursday. Until then...
Ford Bond, closing the music hall and saying goodnight. This is the National Broadcasting Company.